Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, December 23rd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, First Baptist Church of Commerce Pastor Dr. Jeff Johnson. Birthdays, longtime All My Children star Susan Lucci is 67. She finally won an Emmy in 1999 after being nominated 19 times.
Thank you so very much. I truly never believed that this would happen. And the fact that you have thought that my work was worthy of notice 19 times is something that I will treasure always.
On this day in history, in 1888, a rather grisly note, Dutch artist Vincent van Gogh, the epitome of the tortured artist, suffering from severe depression, cuts off part of his left ear. He was to take his own life 2 years later. Don McLean's beautiful tribute to Vincent van Gogh.
And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as.
A football note, on December 23rd, 1972, Franco Harris performs the Immaculate Reception for the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Oakland Raiders. Here's NBC's Kirk Gowdy.
Last chance for the Steelers. Bradshaw trying to get away. And his pass is broken up by Tatum. Talk about Christmas miracles. Here's the miracle of all miracles.
And they're still arguing about it. Number one on the charts on this day in 1942, 11 weeks at number one, the biggest selling single record of all time, the great Bing Crosby and White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas just like the one I used to know. Where the tree.
On the KETR events calendar, the Wonders of the Night Sky from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Saturday night at Cooper Lake State Park. Have you ever wanted to look at the surface of the moon or see all the stars you miss because of the lights in town? Meet with a park ranger at the Honey Creek parking lot. For more information, call 903-945-5256, 903-945-5256, or see events at KETR.org. The Wonders of the Night Sky from 7 to 8:30 Saturday night at Cooper Lake State Park. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Jeff Johnson, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Busy time of year for you guys who are in the ministry, I know.
Absolutely.
Right. Now, we're coming up on Christmas Day, and you've been telling me a story about St. Nicholas. And we all know the story of St. Nicholas, but maybe some of us haven't heard it for a long time, and in particular, the connection of St. Nicholas and Santa Claus.
Yeah. Nicholas was a real historical figure, Nicholas of Myra. He was a bishop in the church. He grew up as a very, very wealthy child, and his parents died during a plague, and he was left a large fortune. And he was raised as a good Christian young man, and he took Jesus's words to give to the poor. And he liquidated his assets and his estate, giving to the poor, and he lived that out. Now, he was in Myra, which is in Turkey on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. So it's a little different than some people think, because they have the idea that Nicholas was from Scandinavia or something like that.
Because of the Coca-Cola Santa Claus.
Could be. That's right.
The advertisements and the image of Santa Claus that we all have in our mind.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that is really intriguing about Nicholas for us, and for us as a family, I have three grown children, but as they were growing up, is connecting Santa Claus with and understanding who he is and why we do and have the traditions we do around Santa Claus. And it was very helpful for us to explain to our children the passion of an early Christian man and minister. Their dad was a minister, and so they could relate to that and why we do things we do related to that, because he was called Saint Nick, because he was later in the church exonerated that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, the story of Saint Nicholas briefly is precisely what?
Well, the story of Saint Nicholas is that he was very benevolent. He was born and lived during the early 4th century A.D., like I said, on the coast of Turkey. He was very benevolent for the poor. He also advocated for people to lower their taxes. And as he ministered to people and was selfless as a minister, there are many stories that came about that have been handed down from generation to generation. We don't know the extent to which all those stories are true, but one story that is that we remember is that there were three little girls who didn't have a dowry, and they were going to be sold into slavery, and Nicholas made sure that they had a dowry. And the myth is, and the story is, that gold landed in their stockings, or gold balls landed in their stockings, and they were able to have a dowry and not be sold into slavery. That's one of the reasons we that oranges are used as a symbol and given in stockings, because they remind people of the gold that was given.
Interesting, interesting. Hadn't thought of that. Now, your girls, when they were little, said, "Daddy, is Santa Claus real?" And you said to them,
I said, yes. I said, Santa Claus is real. And so I told them about why we celebrate Christmas the way that we do, why we give gifts, why we receive gifts, why we go give things, why we do angel trees, why we give to people who don't have, that it comes from that original Christian man called Nicholas of Myra, who has given us a tradition to follow, to be benevolent, and to reach out. But not only during Christmas season, but we reminded our girls that that was his lifestyle. And so Santa Claus wasn't just something that we celebrated and that we believed in during Christmas, but that the lifestyle of what he did and who he was should be done throughout the year.
Now, you told me, I'm kind of excited about this, looking forward to it, there will be a movie next Christmas that in wide release about St. Nicholas.
They're supposed to be. They're working on it. There are already trailers out there. It'll be called Nicholas of Myra, I believe. And if you Google it, you can go to the St. Nicholas Center, I believe, and you can see it. And the Voice of the Martyrs is involved with it. And the idea is it's a full-length movie during the Christmas season about who he originally was in historical reality and how we can celebrate who he was.
Well, Jeff, this is a fascinating story, and I think one that a lot of people find very helpful and useful at Christmas time. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Dr. Jeff Johnson, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.